Wow. There's just lots of excitement in here. I just want the face group to know that we were so excited. We were shouting the countdown, 10, 9, 8, you know, because we just couldn't wait until we could connect with you. We just can't wait to get going because the Lord is here and there's expectation and there's excitement in the atmosphere because we know that the Lord is moving. He is moving and we want to move with him. And so anyway, just come in, sit down if you can. If you can't, stand up. It doesn't matter. It's all good. But I want to say a special good morning to our apostles, Bob and Linda King, who are somewhere in the sunshine on vacation. And so we say, we send you our love, we send you our blessings, and we just know that you're having a great time. And so we miss you. But as Apostle Bob says, if revival starts, we're going to keep going. And we don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do, but we are open and we are willing to go where he tells us to go. So I have some really cool scripture that I want to share here this morning out of Romans 1. This is in the Passion Translation. And I'm just going to read some selections out of this first chapter. So Paul is speaking to the Romans and he says, "For you have been divinely summoned to be holy." Oh, I think I could say to Harvest Christian Church, you have been divinely summoned to be holy. May his joyous grace and total well-being flowing from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you. Oh, yeah, I can feel it resting on us. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yes, we welcome your grace. We welcome your presence. We welcome your glory. We welcome your mercy. We welcome your holiness. We welcome everything about you. We welcome you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It is so good. Chapter 1 goes on to say, it says, "I give thanks to God for all of you." I give thanks to God for all of you. "And I know it's likewise. So I give thanks to God for all of you because the testimony of your strong, persistent faith is spreading throughout Detroit." Says that right in here. Spreading throughout Detroit. Says, Paul's saying, "I yearn to come and be face to face with you and get to know you." That's why we were counting down. That's why we were so excited for 10 o'clock. That's why we were so excited that the life group, or not the life group, but the face group people, so that we could all be together. We could just be together face to face so we could get to know each other. Says, "For," Paul goes on to say, "For I long to impart to you some spiritual gift that will empower you to stand strong in your faith." Now here comes the best verse. Listen to this. "Now this means that when we come together," here we are together, so when we come together and are side by side, yep, we look pretty side by side, yep, you guys look real side by side. This is what it means, it says. Let me find my, I lost my place here. "So when we come together and are side by side, something wonderful will be released." That's our expectation, isn't it? Something wonderful is going to be released, not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So something wonderful will be released, and we can expect to be co-encouraged, co-comforted by each one's faith. Wow, doesn't that describe us? Doesn't that describe how God's moving? I just think that is so amazing. Now I'm going to add one more verse here in chapter 1. It says, "This gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. And it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith." Wow. Wow. Wow, God is moving us. We are side by side. We are co-encouraging each other. We are here as one voice, as one body under the head, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to turn this over to Amy, who's going to finish our opening.
Okay, I've been really jealous the past few weeks because Apostle Bob has so amazingly been doing the As One. And so when Susie said, will you do it? I was like, yes, please. So three times, everybody stand, right hand up. And I'm going to count one, two, three, As One, and we'll go right into the next one, and we'll do it three times with everything in you. Amen. One, two, three, As One. One, two, three, As One. One, two, three, As One. Yes, hallelujah. Woo. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah. 'Cause he called my name. He called my shame. Everything changed when I came running home. Out of the dark, into his arms. No more running away, I'm running home. I'm running, I'm running home.
Stop. And we'll be a city on a hill, burning brightly. We'll be a light to the world, shining your glory. I'm not ashamed. Gwen, you're not ashamed. Kathy, you're not ashamed. Amen.
Power, Jesus, take us all away.
a light to the world, shining your glory. We'll be a city on a hill, burning brightly. We'll be a light to the world, shining your glory. 'Cause I'm not ashamed. Oh, I love you, Lord. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for unending grace. Thank you for this life, your hope. Life you gave. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. All my hope is in you, Jesus. Thank you for running.
Something was telling me something was bigger than what I'm seeing here. And then on Connecting Points, Pastor Linda said she didn't know whether to prepare for, I can't remember if it was 5 or 6 tables, but she felt like she needed to make it for more. And I thought, Lord, what was it that I felt Sunday? It was like I kept feeling the walls. I couldn't explain it. And the Lord explained to me it was like a pregnant woman. You know, she gets bigger every day, but you don't really notice it. You know, she's expanding. And the Lord said that He wants us to stretch ourselves. He wants us to stretch ourselves. And as we stretch ourselves, we require more space because we're filling up. You know, it might be the same amount of people, but we're getting fuller and fuller of the things of God. Can you hold this for me, please? I didn't bring my right glasses, so I hope I can convey this properly. The Lord said, He gave me this illustration of a balloon. And He said, you know, if anybody's ever blown up a balloon before, you have to stretch a balloon. You can blow it up, but it's difficult. And the more you stretch it, the easier it's going to be to blow. And God's saying, stretch yourselves so that My Spirit can fill you. That's and the more you stretch yourselves, right, the easier the Holy Spirit is going to be able to fill you. And He wants to fill you and fill you and fill you because you don't realize your potential. He's saying, stretch yourselves. And when you think you're full, stretch yourself some more. Because as we expand, this house is going to be full of His presence. of an airplane with an open cabin. That will be the sound of the wind around us and the power behind us. Stretch yourselves so the Spirit can fill us. You know, when God brings a word, He also brings the grace to receive it. So, by the power of the Holy Spirit, just stretch your heart out right now. Just stretch your heart beyond. Let your spirit, man, be stretched by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is extending us beyond limitations, beyond artificial boundaries, beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can think or where we've been before. So we receive the stretching. We receive the expansion in our hearts and in this body.
Oh, Jesus, expand us. 'Cause if it's diamonds, if it's gold, if it's rubies, let the truth be told. If it's you, Jesus, we want it. If it's feathers, if it's gemstones, if it's oil dripping down from the throne, if it's you, Jesus, we want it. We want to see your kingdom come. We want to see your will be done. So let it be on earth as it is in heaven. If it's diamonds, if it's gold, if it's rubies, let the truth now be told. If it's you, Jesus, we want it. If it's feathers, if it's gemstones, if it's oil falling down from the throne, if it's you, Jesus, we want it. If it's signs, if it points to you, then everything's fine. If it's you, Jesus, we want it. If it's fire or a cloud or a rushing wind, if it's you, Jesus, we want it. We want to see your kingdom come. We want to see your will be done. So let it be on earth as it is in heaven.
Take us out, 'cause we want you. You say yes, Lord. Don't hold back, we want you. Sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the
This is the hour and the season that I am calling you to stretch. I'm calling you to stretch beyond what you've done before, what you've seen before, what you've heard before. I put my spirit within you, and he gives you the ability to give yourself to me even more. Did not my son say that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing? And every time you give yourself to what I'm doing on the inside of you by my spirit, you're stretching yourself. My son stretched himself and gave himself for you. He had the opportunity not to, but he chose to do my will. For my will brought him pleasure. Grow to the point of stretching the word. My will bring you pleasure above what you want and what you like and what those around you are saying and doing. It's not the flesh weak. The carnal mind is against me. And as you give yourself to the mind that I've given to you, you'll be strengthened to go even forward in stretching yourself. So in this hour and time, look for the stretching, expect the stretching, and want the stretching. Go for the stretching by the faith that I've given to you, by my spirit and my word working in you, in the mighty name.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mansion of your name. We're filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mansion of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water. Marvelous mystery. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So wonderful. so marvelous, King of Kings, my Jesus. You call to me, I hear your voice. You say, come and stay, you are my choice. So pure and true, so glorious, my comforter, Jesus.
Yes, I am that I am. I am Jesus. I am the name above all names. And I abide within you. And I am with you always. And I am speaking to you today and filling you up. Filling you up with my spirit. Filling you up with my power. For when you are weak, I am strong. I will move through you where you go. Open your mouth, open your heart, and let my word go forth. Speak my word into the hearts and minds of those that you meet. For I am with you always. I am powerful. I am the name above all names. I am the Lord Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and I am with you now. Fill up with my spirit. Fill up. Fill up with my spirit. Hallelujah.
Isn't
it just like heaven when you walk into the room? There's not a thing that's hidden when every eye is on you. I can't get enough of your presence. It's the perfect point of view. Isn't it just like, it's just like heaven. Singing over me, there's not a voice more constant. Your melodies, they never cease. Here I will stand in your presence. It's my true identity. Isn't it sound like, yet sounds like, just like heaven. Isn't it just like heaven? just like heaven. Isn't it just like heaven when you're singing over me? There's not a voice more constant. Your melodies, they never cease. Here I will stand in your presence. It's my true identity. Doesn't it sound like, it sounds like, just like heaven? Isn't it just like heaven? Isn't it just like heaven to be close to you? Isn't it just like heaven?
Oh, it is like heaven, Father. We are in awe of your presence, for your glory is here. Your glory is here, Lord God. It's in this atmosphere. We are indeed meeting face to face with you. We worship you. We magnify you. We are in awe of you. We are in awe of you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. It's just like heaven. It's just like heaven because we are one with you. We are one with heaven. The sound of heaven, the worship of heaven. Lord, you orchestrated through us. You are so amazing. You are so incredible. We give you all glory. We give you all praise. Amen. 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 Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And wow. And wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Well, before I forget, I'm going to release the children with Chase, whatever they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but I know Chase knows. And so I just don't want to forget to release the children. And I'm going to do the announcement at the end before we have dinner. And we got the full course, everything today. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. I mean, wow, what God has for us is just beyond, beyond. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Wow. 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 I'm going to turn over here because this is what the Holy Spirit said to do. Because the river is here. It's the river of His presence. It's the river of His glory. I felt like the Lord said to start here with Proverbs 8 in the Passion. As you know, we've been reading the Proverbs and the Passion for a long time here at Harvest, and it just becomes more and more alive. And so I want to read the first couple of verses in chapter 8, but what I want you to feel is the river. There's a river in these words. There's just a river in the words. I want you to feel the river. It says, can't you hear the voice of wisdom? Oh, we heard the voice today. It spoke to us. From the top of the mountains of influence, she spreads into the gateways of the glorious city. At the place where pathways merge, at the entrance of every portal, there she stands, ready to impart understanding, shouting aloud to all who enter, preaching her sermon to those who will listen. And when the Holy Spirit drew my attention to this verse, I felt like he was saying that's what was happening in our midst during worship, that there was a merging of pathways that come from the throne of God. Where's the throne? If you can look over here at this throne banner and you see the river coming out from underneath the throne, I mean, that's very accurate according to Ezekiel and according to Revelation. And so you see all the different streams of the river. You see that it's not just one color, but there's a place where rivers merge together. And there's a place where God was doing a merging in our midst this morning. He was merging his spirit in us in power and in demonstration and through the prophetic, you know, through the songs. I mean, it was just amazing. And it says that at the place where the pathways merge, you know, that's convergence, and there's power in convergence. It's at the entrance of every portal. There wisdom stands, ready to impart understanding, shouting aloud to all who enter. Well, God gave us a very, very definite invitation today, an invitation to stretch, an invitation to expand, an invitation to get bigger, an invitation to not be still or not be stagnant. And I was so blown away. I've got to move everything around here because I have so many notes and I didn't know where it was going, but I've got it all written in here somewhere on some page. But I want to start with just confirming the prophetic word and the songs that were sung today by telling you just the title that God gave me today. So the title, Lori, is Open Wide and Wider Still. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Only God could orchestrate this. Only God could do this. And so what I've sensed that the Holy Spirit wants me to, how he wants me to put these together is he wants to show you a timeline. I'm going to start back in January of 2020. Now this is right before COVID. We were all different then because, you know, COVID changed everything. And so we were different then. We thought different. We talked different. We spoke different. But God knew what was coming. And so he gives us the prophetic word because the prophetic word prepares us for what is coming. I got to spread this out to see where I put that word. It's here. Okay. One of these says January 20 on it. I know it does. I'm looking. Just give me a minute. Because I know it's here and I want you to hear it. It was a word that Chuck Pierce prophesied out at Shekinah. And golly, did I miss that? I'm going to ask my beautiful tech team. Steve, would you pull up First Fruits? Oh, it wouldn't be on First Fruits because it's too old. I'll just have to paraphrase it to you. Okay, Chuck Pierce was out at Shekinah in January of 2020. And he prophesied over Detroit. And what he prophesied was that a move of God was coming to Detroit. That Detroit was a place where God would pull the veil back to reveal how he was going to move. And that move would be released into Detroit and into Michigan and into the nation. And that was the crux of the word. And then he called specific regional leaders up on the platform and prophesied over them. Two of those leaders being our apostles, Bob and Linda King. And so he called them up on the platform and he prophesied over them. And what he prophesied is, you carry the move of this move of God in your DNA. It's already in your DNA. Amen. Now, right after this, COVID hit. Church shut down for a few weeks, you know, because the first time COVID came, it was crazy. Now it just comes and comes, but we won't go there. But the first time it was really crazy and we didn't know how to respond. I found it. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to read the whole thing because it's really good. So this is what Chuck prophesied. A move of the Spirit is coming alive for this region. Cells of renewal will explode with force, bringing forth the new. There is a new altar for this move. Let the move begin and accelerate. God is purifying our DNA for a holy movement. Worship opens the portals for the new move of God. Mysteries are being unveiled. What has been hidden is being exposed by revelation. Detroit is a place where God pulls back the veil for the move of God to come in. This is an era of Holy Spirit movement. Our spirit has to shift. We must do things differently and be in the right alignment to move right. And then Chuck called, like I said, the people up. He called our apostles up and prophesied over them that God had put in their DNA this move. And so if he put it in our leaders, it's in us, because that's how it works. So know right now with confidence that we are carrying the move of God that is being birthed in our DNA. Now, what does that mean that it's in our DNA? It means that we don't have to huff and puff and grit our teeth to work it up. God will bring it out. And I ask Amy to sing that song at the end about come a little closer, stay a little longer. Because when we came back from COVID, when we were sitting here all spread out and there was no music team, there was just Amy and the piano, and I remember her singing that song, and we sang that song many, many, many Sundays, and there was such an intimacy that came with that song and with those words, and there was something that God did in our midst when we sang that song, because every time we sang it, we came a little closer. And we lingered a little longer. And in that, we've been doing that now for more than 3.5 years. And God has continued to do a work of shaping and forming and filling and removing. He's been building us up and building us up for this move. Now, you've heard Apostle Bob say the move is already here. And I believe that that is true. There is definitely a move of God in this house. There's just no question about it. It's been here for a while. And we who come here on a regular basis or participate on Facebook on a regular basis, we love it. Because it's full of food. It's full of the Lord. It's full of vision and provision. It's full of His name. It's full of His glory. It's full of His blessing. It's full of hope. It's full of peace. It's all of these things. So it's like every time we come here, we just, it's like we got a big straw and it goes right down to our spirit. And we just drink it all in and we take it all in and we take it all in, which is exactly what the Lord wants us to do. That's why He comes with this. But I wrote out here what a move is defined of. So a move is to go in a specific direction or manner. It means to change positions. It means to pass from one place to another, not remaining in the same place. Everything is redefined in the move of God. Stay with the move. Move when God moves. We live and move and have our being in Him. God is saying, step into His identity for you, for us. Your identity will clothe you with what you need and allow you to advance. You know, all I see in my eyes is that stretching balloon. You know, first Lori stretched it this way, then she stretched it the other way, and then she started to blow it up, and when she backed away, I knew she was going to make it pop. And then she prophesied out of the pop because the Lord said he's going to break us forth. And I think that that is what he wants us to know this morning. He doesn't want us to be caught off guard because we are in the process of him breaking us forth. We entered Friday into the new Hebrew year. I'm not somebody who studies all that stuff out. I just listen to the people that do. And so I was listening on Friday night, I think it was Friday night or Thursday night, whichever night that Chuck Pierce's conference started for the head of the year, because they always heavily revelate what we're going into. So I watched the video of Robert Heidler going through all of the detail of what 5784 meant. And the four, just like we're going into 24, the Hebrew year is 5784. But the four stands for the letter in the ancient Hebrew language, delet, which means door. And so I thought that was really interesting because the Lord had already released words in our midst telling us new doors were opening. And to be ready. To be ready to go through the doors, be ready to discern which doors to go through and which doors aren't for you. To be ready for all of that. And so as God prepares us, so that's part of staying with the move. And I see that God, we had that even when we didn't know we had it because we don't study out the Hebrew. But we hear it. So I say all that to say that God is going to increase and accelerate how we're moving here in this house. And so put your running shoes on. That's what I hear God say. I felt like saying to you before I started here, like, put your seatbelt on because I got so much here. I don't know how to work this, but I'm going to work it. And if I've got to wait to find it on which page it's on, that was actually the first paragraph on page one, but I missed it somehow. And so I want to tell you another word. And this was a word that came forth here in our midst. This first word is from Chuck Pierce. I'm going to share, I think, five prophetic words with you. All the rest of them came in-house. But I want you to see how strategic they are, how accurate they are. Now, remember, we started here in January 2020 before COVID. So in response to the word that Chuck prophesied, we release a lot of prophetic words at First Fruits. So this one came forth at First Fruits in February of 2020, so still before COVID. So the prophecy was to Detroit. It says, to Detroit, the move of God has come into you. You are destined in this new era to birth a move of God that will impact this region and this nation. To the doors of the city, we say, open up. King of glory, you are welcome here. Detroit, you are a birthing place for the Spirit of God to move in might, in power, and in demonstration. To the wells of revival in our land, burst forth. There is liberty for the Spirit of God to move in Detroit. All false limitations and boundaries that stand against the move of God are removed. The mountains will melt like wax before the awesome presence of the Lord. Detroit, you will sing a new song. Detroit, you will be the stronghold of the Lord. We call forth the winds of God to bring a new order to the city. Detroit, face off your fears. Face off your giants. Enter your promise. Again, this is all before COVID. So we don't have any kind of mindset of COVID. We don't have any idea what that means or that it's coming or anything like that. But out of that, the Lord spoke to me a scripture to say that we've been in this scripture since that January 2020 word came forth from Chuck, and we're still in this scripture today. And this is Isaiah 62:10, and I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, pass through the gates and go from the old to the new. Prepare a new path for the people. Build up a highway for them to come to me. Remove every hindrance and unfurl a banner for the nations. Wow. We are in that scripture still. 3¾ of a year later, this is still what God's doing. He's saying, I'm opening doors. Pass through the gates. He's saying, go from the old to the new. He's prepared a new path, a new way to do things, a new mindset, new considerations, new vision. Now, over these last almost 4 years, I don't know about you, but I suspect you're the same as me. Nothing is the same. I don't think the same. I don't eat the same. I don't walk the same. I don't do anything the same because the Lord has been doing a work in me and everything has changed. Everything has changed. You know, he pulled us apart. You know, picture COVID. We had the proper distance between us, those that were brave enough to even come into the sanctuary. We had the proper distance between us. We had our masks on, which covered the old identity. And when we took our masks off, there was a new identity emerging. There was something God that was doing, but we didn't even understand what he was doing because there was so much shock to the methodology and the dramatic shift that COVID brought in that we didn't recognize everything when it was happening. So I'm kind of going back and saying this. And then during worship, what did I see being paraded back and forth down here but the banner that says victory on it? And I thought, isn't that the banner that God's unfurling for the nations to see? He wants the nations to see that he is the victory, that he is Jehovah Nissi, and that his victory is over every land and over every people group. And so I thought it was such a prophetic picture this morning that banner was going back and forth here this morning. I'm going to break down just a little bit this verse here in Isaiah 62:10 and give you some other scriptures. Pass through, it starts with. So you can't stay where we've been. We have to move to a new place. Oh, stretch. And what I thought of personally, those of you that are old enough to remember this, Stretch Armstrong, right? Yes, I had one of those in the day. Isaiah 43:1-2 says, but now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, we've been passing through some stuff, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And I thought about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I remember, several years ago, I was doing a teaching on that, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me that the reason that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't burn up in the fire was because they were carrying the fire of God's presence, which was hotter than the fire that man could make. And so the fire that man made to destroy those three men instead brought awe and wonder to a nation and a heathen king to his knees. Because it was after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the furnace, he said to the whole nation, the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serves is the God. He is God. He is God. And so the Lord wants us to know that if we walk through the river, if we walk through wherever it is, even if it's the fire, that what is inside us is greater than what we are walking through or what we see or what we hear. You know, it says in the Bible, you'll hear rumors of war and you'll hear rumors of different things, but those rumors are not to overtake our emotions. They're not to overtake or cause fear to come in because we've closed the door to fear. We've said no to fear. And so there is a faith on the inside of us that is being stretched and being filled. I love when you blew the balloon. Bleh, that's hard to say. Blew the balloon up, because that's what God is doing. He's blowing a fresh wind into our lungs, into our city, into our church, and causing an expansion, because it's filling us with everything that we need to go into a place that we don't even know where we're going. But we know that God has us. He not only has us, he has us prepared. He has the word. Remember, the word is living. It's active. It divides. The word creates. The word is what sustains and holds everything together. It says everything that God has made is sustained or held together by the power of his word. So God puts his word in us, and sometimes we don't know what that word means, but when we go through the fire and we go through the river and through the windstorm or whatever else that comes, the prevailing winds that come that stretch our faith and stretch our understanding and stretch everything about us, God has already put a word inside of us that will carry us through to the other side. Now that's the truth. And that's a thing to remember for this year, for this time that we're going into. So pass through the gates. John 10:7-10. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate. I am the gate. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That they is us. That they is us. Again, in Isaiah 62, it says, go from the old to the new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Ephesians 4:22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Wow. In this year specifically, God has done a terrific renewing of our minds. I mean, he has dealt with the structures in our minds, our thought processes, our belief systems, so that we could be more accurately aligned to the truth, so that in that place where he restructured us, had us relook at some things, recalibrated us to his word, there has been like an infilling of faith that has taken us to a new place in faith that we've not been before. And so we're filled with this, but God says there's more. He says to open wide and wider still, even like for a long time in the old season, God was saying, as deep calls out to deep, come deeper still. He kept calling us deep, and he's still calling us deep, and he's calling us deeper still. But at the same time, he's saying wide, open up wide, expand yourself, and let yourself be expanded again, and let yourself be expanded again, and let yourself be expanded again, because I have so much to give you. I have so much to impart into you. You know, for those who were here at the prophetic training on Wednesday night, there was such a strong presence of the Lord that you could feel the impartation of him doing something in your spirit. You could feel it individually, and you could feel it corporately. And I've heard several testimonies from one of the life groups that have already met since then, and I guess that there was a plan to do one thing, but the Holy Spirit had a plan for another thing, and prophecy broke out at their life group, and they all got prophesied over, and they all prophesied. So that, and that's part of our identity. And that's what it said here in Scripture, to let the new, let the expansion clothe you with what is needed for this time and this hour. And part of our clothing is a prophetic mantle. It's not just for the apostles, or it's not just for me, or it's not just for Pastor Amy. This cloak, this mantle of the prophetic covers us as a church. And I've shared many times that we actually have a regional mandate from the Lord that's been confirmed multiple times, that we are to steward the prophetic for the region. We're not only to steward it, but we're to release our sound into Detroit. So, Lori, I just love the balloon. So you can see, here's how I see it now that I saw that balloon get filled up, was that when we worship here, like we worship this morning, and the presence of God was so strong and it was so incredible, and we were so captured by His beauty and by His glory and by the holiness of His name, that what we were doing was blowing into the city and causing the city to expand. That's how that prophetic mantle works. And so you're part of it without even purposing to be part of it, because God put you here. And so He does it. It's sort of like the battle belongs to the Lord. He aligns all this stuff and makes it work. We can't. I know I sure can't. I'm not smart enough for one thing. Isaiah 43, 18, 19. We're still talking about going from the old to the new. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. We still don't know where we're going, but we know we're on the move. We know we're on the march. You can think about the Israelites out in the wilderness, you know, when the cloud would start to move, the Israelites packed up their tents, they got in order, and they followed the cloud. Well, that's what we're doing. We're following the cloud. And the fire's in us. The fire is in us. God's preparing a path, a new path. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Wow, I was filled this morning. I was filled this morning. My lungs were filled. My spirit was filled. My cellular everything was filled. My DNA was filled. I came alive because there was such a strong presence of God. There was so much truth in the prophetic words and the songs that we sang and the prophetic demonstrations. Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Psalm 139, "Lead me along the path of everlasting life." Micah 2:3, "The one who breaks open the way will go before them. They will break through the gates and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head." This is the promise. We don't have to break through because Jesus does that. He breaks us through. We just follow. We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it says, build up the highway. That's what our apostles have been doing all year. They've been building up the highway. Colossians 1:27, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Proverbs 15, "The path of the upright is a highway." There's many, many, many verses about highways and paths. And God has been making our path known. He's been making our footing sure on the path. And then the other thing He's been doing on the highway is it says He's removing every hindrance. In some translation, it says stones. So He's removing every hindrance. Well, what have we been working on for I don't know how many months now, but set yourself free. You know, to go through a deliverance manual so that nothing will hinder us. Nothing will cause us to stumble. And if you don't know, there's going to be a tremendous culmination of set yourself free, because the Heidlers have been invited here. Robert Heidler and Linda Heidler are the ones that wrote the book, and they've been invited to Harvest, and they're coming October 20th to the 22nd. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have meetings all of those days, and it'll be all about set yourself free. So come and get your final oomph and have in walking in freedom into this new year, filled with doors, filled with gates, filled with the sound of heaven, but also filled with a whole bunch of other sounds. And so we have to have discernment. And part of hearing God is removing the things that block hearing. And so that's why deliverance is so essential. It's so important. In Proverbs 13:14, it says, "When the lovers of God teach you truth, a fountain of life opens up within you, and their wise instruction will deliver you from the ways of death." I feel like for this year, I've been on the constant road of deliverance because the Lord has continually refined, realigned, and redetermined how I look at things and how I think about things. I have not come to the end of that road, so to speak. I mean, it is still a very much a process. So I'm so thankful to our apostles that they have just stayed in that place. I mean, they have stayed, Apostle Bob has stayed in the same scriptures and preached them, you know, from this direction and that direction and the other direction, just instilling them in our spirits. And then the power of the Holy Spirit being just set on fire inside of our spirits. So why? So we're prepared. We are prepared, and we will not be consumed by the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to torment. He comes to resist. He is the liar of liars. He is, as Tim Sheets put it, he is the forever loser. But he is present to whisper lies in your ear all the time. I personally have never become impervious to the lies of the devil, who still, after all these years, wants to tell me for some reason I'm not qualified. For some reason, God doesn't love me as much as he loves others. For some reason, I can't go do things I see other people do. That is lie, lie, lie. Because in Christ, I can do all things. I can do absolutely everything that he's called me to do. And he even wrote the script in advance. Tells us that in Psalm 139. That even before we were knit in our mother's womb, when we were in our unformed substance, I have no clue what that is, but we were in our unformed substance because he hadn't formed us yet. But in that unformed substance, he spoke our destiny into us. He prophesied into our lives individually and put in our DNA everything that we would need for our entire lifetime. So when Chuck Pierce prophesied over our apostles and said, "This move of God is already in your DNA," I'm telling you again, the move of God that is breaking out right now, the move of God that is forming, is in our DNA. We can carry this. We can advance this. We can see this. We can hear it. We can partner with it. Now, I want to share a couple of more prophetic words with you because the Lord told me to is the reason. I don't have another reason. But it just gives perspective to where we are on God's timeline. So let me summarize here. Chuck came, prophesied a word, said there was going to be a move of God. This is before COVID. Everything, you know what happened with COVID? It looked like God was just shut down, period. But of course, God wasn't. We, as the body of Christ here at Harvest Christian Church, turned around and prophesied that into our city because that's our mandate. Okay? So now, I'm going to take you to December of 2020. And this was at First Fruit, and a word was released, and here's what it says. The Lord says, "I am enabling you to walk in new ways and in new places. Do not be afraid to move your feet in new ways. I am taking you into new places." The Lord says, "Exercise your feet, stretch, believe, move, and bend, for my grace is being poured out on your feet. In this wartime, I am releasing to you treasures that have been stored in darkness, concealed, and stored up for this time. The Lord says, I am releasing to your feet the strength to persevere, the power to withstand. It's the ability to stand and keep standing, to walk and keep walking, to stomp and keep stomping. I see the feet of the Lord stomping across Michigan, stomping and crushing wickedness, pulverizing powers of darkness and schemes of wickedness, and crushing Satan under our feet. This stomping that is shaking Michigan is releasing a vibration into the land and into the atmosphere that is breaking apart and uprooting strongholds of darkness. And in the stomping, the plunder of the enemy will be released. So get ready to stomp with the Lord, and everywhere your foot stomps will be given to you. A stomp is a crushing blow. It is walking in confidence and surety with boldness like a lion that releases the sound of pursuit, overtaking and recovering all. Wow, huh? Well, this morning at 4 a.m., the Lord woke me up. And I saw his feet come down from heaven, just his feet, and I saw him stomp two steps across Michigan. And I'm like, oh. And then he reminded me of this word, because I'd forgotten about this word. But further after this word, I had a little, tiny little insight that I'm going to share with you, because I think it's relevant to now. The Lord says that as we walk, as we stomp, to speak to the ground as you walk over it and declare, give up your treasures. Call out for the treasures that have been concealed for this time to be revealed. There's multiple scriptures that tell us that God has treasures hidden in darkness. And they are released in God's timing. There are treasures that are hidden that are for now. And as we boldly walk and we boldly declare that those treasures be released to us, what belongs to us for this time and this hour, they will. They will not only be released to us, but they'll be released to our city. They'll be released to all the people groups in our city. They'll be released then out of our city, Detroit, into Michigan and across the land. That is very exciting. One little thing, because the Holy Spirit always has more. So if you've ever been to First Fruits, you know that we just really flow by the Spirit. And so there have been several times over the years that the Holy Spirit would bring up the song Dancing in the Streets. And so we would get a hold of that song and we would dance like banshees and, you know, just have a good time because that's what the Holy Spirit was doing. Well, on this day when the Lord said stomp, he also gave me new words for that song. So I'm going to read them to you. This is a rewrite of the Motown song, Dancing in the Streets. So are you ready? I'll try and read it with a little timing. Calling out all around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? God is here and the time is right for stomping in the streets. Let's form a big strong line for stomping in the streets. Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. So come on, everyone, everywhere, and follow God's stomping beat. It's a smack, it's a crack, it's a jackhammer beat. We're drilling down into the ground to release treasures of darkness to the stomp of his beat. All we need is music, sweet music. Heaven's music will be everywhere for stomping, stomping in the streets. Now, it was not my cleverness, I admit, that came up with these words. I'm not even gifted like that. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me, and then he woke me up this morning saying, re-release this word, re-release the lyrics of this rewritten song, because the time is now. The time is now. And now I'm going to tell you why the time is now. If I can find the right page of my notes here, because everything is just crazy. I'm going to find it. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not. Oh, I know what it looks like. It's this one. Okay. So some of you know that I travel across Michigan with other groups on prayer journeys. So a year ago, in August, I was traveling with the Burning Hearts. I've been traveling with them for 7 or 8 years, and I traveled up to Drummond and Mackinac Island. And we always travel as a tiny little group. We travel under the radar. No one ever even knows we're around. We just do what God tells us to do, and we come back home. And so it was one of those kinds of trips. So we were up in Drummond and Mackinac Island, and the Lord gave me a prophetic word to prophesy over Drummond and Mackinac Island. And here's the word. So this was to Drummond and Mackinac Island. God has given you a specific anointing to see, hear, and speak into the realm under the earth. Where are those treasures of darkness hidden? Okay. This is a place where much is hidden. There are wells and resources that God wants to activate. There are supply lines and hideouts that are to be disrupted, shut down, and destroyed. I heard the Lord say, release worship down into the earth and dance on top, that the vibration and impact of the worship and the sole of your foot will have great impact. That was the end of my prophetic word. We went on and lots of times you just speak these things out. There's not even anybody to listen, you know, but God's listening. God's orchestrating these things. So I'm going to fast forward to August of this year. And I hear that Sean Foyt is going to Mackinac Island. And he was there. Sean Foyt, in case you don't know, he was a breakout worship leader from Bethel in California that when COVID came, stood up and said that worship would not be silenced, and he went out and started leading worship along the Pacific Ocean, on the beaches, along California. Thousands of people were saved. Thousands of people were baptized in the ocean. And since then, Sean Foyt has traveled around this nation, and I think even internationally some. I know he was just in Canada last week. But he has gone wherever the Holy Spirit told him to go, to release the sound of worship. And I've heard his worship live. Last summer, he came to Kensington Metro Park out in Milford, where I live. And so I went out to see him, and his worship carries a breakthrough anointing and a deliverance anointing on it. And so I heard he was going to be in Mackinac Island, and I thought, Lord gave me a prophetic word about that. And it's not to say that he gave me a word. What I want you to see here is the timeline where we are. And I want you to see that God fulfills prophecy. So I gave this word that probably only 3 or 4 people even heard. But a year later, God fulfills it. So don't ever worry about how small your audience is when you release your word. Because it carries the DNA of heaven. And God will do what he's going to do. So Sean Foyt comes. And on September 3rd, this month, he led worship right on Mackinac Island at Mission Point. And as I was seeking the Holy Spirit about that, he led me to Isaiah 42 so that we could understand the timing of God, because this is part of the prophetic, is to understand the timing of God. So let me share with you some verses out of Isaiah 42. Verse 12 says, let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. Well, that's what's happening. Sean Foyt was up there in the island called Mackinac, and he was leading worship. Verse 13. So when this happens, this is what the Lord said he's doing. So this is what I want you to see happened in Michigan on September 3rd. The Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise a battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. Verse 14, for a long time I have kept silent. This is the Lord speaking. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth. Lori, what did you say that you felt? Such an accurate word. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I, meaning God, will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them, and I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, you are our gods, will be turned back in utter shame. So prophetically, this is where we are. We are in the place where the prophetic word has been fulfilled that was over Mackinac Island. And now the God of war, our champion, Lord Sabaoth, has risen up. And he says, I am going to do some things. He is going to break out. He is going to lay waste some things. He has got a plan, and he's moving. So when we see things in the news that are shocking or maybe even undoing, if they hit you in a very personal place, and I can understand that, step back a minute and ask the Holy Spirit, what is at the root of this? What is going on? Because remember that we're in a time of shaking, where God is shaking everything. And we know that all kinds of things are being revealed. Things are being revealed in every sphere of influence. Things are being revealed, especially things like corruption and evil agendas. I'll just put it that way. Wickedness is being revealed. Now, we've not seen justice yet, but sooner or later we will. But that's not what this is about. This is about the... We are still in the shaking. And so as God stomps and we set our foot to that jackhammer beat as we walk across our neighborhood, our business, our city, our burg, wherever it is that we walk, and the Lord's going to release a shaking because he's going to cause things that are in darkness to be revealed. Some of those things are things that we've been seeing, things that have been concealed, things that are ugly. And that I don't know about you, but I don't even really want to know those things. You know, I can't remember in the days of rock and roll who sang this song, but there was a line in a song that says, I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Sometimes I can relate to that line. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. But you can't unsee what you've seen. You can't unhear what you heard. So you can't go stick your head in the sand. So what you have to do is you have to hear God so he can give perspective, so he can give meaning, so he can give you wisdom and understanding and revelation, so you know what to do in this whole pile of stuff. And so we've already seen in this last week, a major shaking. We've seen a historic new way to strike against the big three. Now, this is something that if it goes on unsettled, it could cripple the economy of the state, especially the city of Detroit, and it will have ripple effects still into the whole nation, even though there are foreign automakers. A lot of them have put plants on the ground in our nation, and so this is a shaking. What's going to be revealed out of this? I have no clue, but I do know it's a shaking, and so I'm watching. And I'm watching the Holy Spirit, and I'm watching the Lord, and I'm not in fear. We're tied to the auto industry, or were in years past. Actually, they kind of divorced us back in the last shaking in 2008 or 2009. But still, it is a major player in the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan, and it is being targeted in an unprecedented way. Now, I'm not saying whether the strike's right or wrong. That's not even my concern. I just want to hear God. I want to see, Lord, what are you doing? I want to see what he's doing so that I can be in agreement with how he's moving, so I can have understanding, so that I can walk where he's walking and do it without fear. So as shakings continue to come up, remember that. That's what I'm telling me. Remember this, Susie. Remember it. So I'm going to wrap all this up with releasing this word that the Holy Spirit released in this congregation, in our midst in August, which reaffirms all of the prophetic words that came forth this morning. Only the Holy Spirit could have done that. So the Lord says, open wide, and wider still. You have opened your heart wide, and even as you have opened your heart wide, I say wider still. For I have much that I want to pour into you, much that I want to give to you. You have been receivers of my word and receivers of my Holy Spirit. Today I have a new portion, so I say open wide and open wider still. Receive the fullness of what I am releasing from heaven. I am releasing my righteousness and I am releasing my truth. I am causing my fruit to rise up in you, Harvest Christian Church, and spring forth into the earth. You are my testimony. You are my demonstration of my love and my goodness. Now, the Lord spoke this to us in August, when really it didn't have much context. This was the beginning of August. By the end of August, all of that had been restirred about what was going to happen in Mackinac Island. And since then, the Holy Spirit took me back to previous prophetic words to show me that from January 2020 until September 17th, 2023, that God has had us on a move. He's had us on a path. He's had us on a journey. He's been imparting into us his truth. He's been delivering us from untruths. He's been building our faith. He has been building our strength and our courage. He has shown us how to connect to his peace in new ways, how to keep his joy in the midst of turmoil so that we do not lose our strength. And this has been like a progressive. But what the Lord says today is wider still, because there's more. There is more. There's more stretching. There is more infilling. There is more truth. There is more downloads. There is more revelation. There is more and more of God. Colossians 1, 9 through 14 in the Passion says, receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over your lives, making you reservoirs. That's what he's doing. He's making us reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches. Now, in one of those prophetic words, God said that he was going to cause fruit to spring up from us and spring into the earth. Wow. You will become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in his fullness. And we pray that you would be energized with all his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hopes. Your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. He has rescued us completely, completely, from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are canceled and we have the release of redemption through his very blood. Stand up. We're going to bring this to a conclusion. And I'm going to declare slash prophesy a couple of verses to us. It's to myself as well. Psalm 24, 7 and 8, the Lord says, lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Proverbs 2, so train your heart to listen when I speak and open wide your spirit to expand your discernment. Then pass it on to your sons and daughters. Deuteronomy 32, listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on the grass. Like abundant rain on tender plants, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of the Lord our God. So, Father, we just thank you now. We thank you now for the stretching that you've done and the stretching that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for giving us perspective of where we are. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening us so that we can receive more of the wind of the Spirit into our spirits, that you would cause us to rise up in your name and in your glory and to release your wind into our city and into the nations that are represented in this city. Father, we see that there is a move of God in this city and in this land. So, Lord, we connect and we yield ourselves to your move, and we say, use us to release, to speak, to declare, to decree, to prophesy what you are doing. We stomp, Lord God, on the ground, and we say that the ground will release the treasures that are hidden and concealed for this time, that they will rise up and that they will not be hindered. We thank you, Lord God, that in this is Goshen, in this is the place of our protection. For, Lord, when we are still, and we know that you are God, that the embedded in that stillness is knowledge of the true and only God, and only God that there is embedded the knowledge of your goodness and your glory and your power and your might. So, Father, we thank you that you are releasing that in us today. So I decree and I declare a fresh infilling right now by the power of the Holy Spirit for this time, for this place, like a marked place in the sand, that from this place we move forward with you and continue to move forward. We thank you for giving strategies and vision to our apostles. We thank you that you would download blueprints to them to show us how to form us and conform us into the likeness of Jesus as you continue to do your work in us and bring it to completion. We thank you for that you will bring your work to completion in the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. Lord, we do not look at the natural, but our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we will not turn to the left or to the right, because we know, Lord, that you are able, that your arm is not too short, that, Lord, you have taken hold of us by your righteous right hand, and you are leading us through. You are leading us through. And even if we go through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, we will fear no evil. For, Lord, you will set a table there. Our eyes will look for the table where we will feast with you, where your provision has been released and is visible to us. And it may not be visible to all, but, Lord, it will be visible to us, and it will sustain us, and it will cause us to rise up. It will cause us to rise up by your power and by your might, Lord God. Because, Father, we are not quitters. We are not quitters. We are not sitting down. We're not bowing out. We're not turning around. We're not evaluating by head knowledge, but, Lord, by the Spirit. Your word says that we will hear a word behind us that'll say whether to turn to the left or turn to the right or to walk straight. Lord, we draw upon the truth of that promise, and we say, Lord God, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, all of this will happen in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Wow, wow, wow. Well, now, just stay standing, because it's 11:59, so I'm going to pray over the food. I have one announcement, I think, because I saved all this for last. I think there was an announcement here somewhere. Oh, yes, here's the announcement. Across from our drinking fountain are some men's suits and clothing, and they're free. So check it out today. Check it out today. If something fits and you like it, take it. You're welcome to take it. The other announcement is, please wear a name tag if you stay for lunch today. so that we can get to know each other better. And I want to pray over the food. So, Father, we just thank you for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, for the many hands that have put this together and received all of this bountiful amount of food, Lord, that gets passed out to us every month. Father, we're just in awe of how you do that. It's just totally amazing. And so we thank you for your provision. Truly, it's a picture of your miraculous provision, Lord God, that is there when it seemingly comes out of nowhere. And so, Father, we're just grateful for it. We pray that it would be blessed and sanctified. It would be healthy to our bodies. Father, that we would have new connections amongst ourselves as a body here, that you would put us together shoulder to shoulder in just the way that you want to, because we are your living stones. So, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Amen and amen. If you have an offering, put it out in the box on the wall. And God bless you. Love you.